topic 1.13 is to describe the benefits and risks of treatments for CVD. So you need to know about antihypertensives, plant statins, coagulants, and platelet inhibitory drugs. Now, in the antihypertensive category, we've got diuretics, beta blockers, and sympathetic nerve inhibitors. Diuretics cause you to produce more urine. If you produce more urine, then you're going to get rid of more water from your system. If you're getting rid of more water, you're reducing the volume that's available in the blood. If you're reducing the volume that's available in the blood, then you're going to reduce the pressure in the blood. Okay, so you're going to bring down blood pressure that way. Beta blockers and sympathetic nerve inhibitors slow down the heart rate. Okay, they prevent some of the sympathetic nervous system responses, which would include raised heart rate. You don't need to know in detail the mechanisms by which they do this, okay? Just that they work by slowing down the heart. Some of you may have taken beta blockers if you suffer from anxiety attacks or anything like that. It can slow down the heart and, you know, stop you from worrying or feeling, you know, that awful sickening feeling in your stomach. And it can enhance the parasympathetic activity, which is the rest and digest activity. Statins, stanols, and sterols. The mechanisms aren't spectacularly well understood, but it's believed that what they're doing is removing the cholesterol from the blood and packaging it up and taking it back to the liver for metabolizing. So similar to the high density lipoproteins, which are better lipoproteins for you. We're going to look at those in the next section, I believe. They're not brilliantly well understood. The dose isn't too well metered because people tend to take plant stanols and sterols in things like Benicol and other low-fat spreads that are going to allegedly help you reduce your cholesterol. I think that there's a big question mark over that to some extent. Anticoagulants would include something like warfarin, which would actually prevent the clotting cascade that we looked at from occurring. Warfarin used to be used as rat poison. It's now given in more metered doses, especially to people who are at risk of or who've had a blood clot in the past. Platelet inhibitory drugs, as you suggest in the name, they inhibit the action of the platelets, and aspirin is the best and most commonly known form of that. Okay, so if you don't have the platelets, then you don't have the thromboplastin, which can catalyse the conversion, etc., etc. Some of the dangers with aspirin: it can be linked with interesting side effects. Some people are allergic. You've also got a danger that it could cause excessive bleeding. Beta blockers and sympathetic nerve inhibitors can slow down the heart a little too much. And you've got a danger with diuretic that you could actually become dehydrated if you take too many diuretics. So all of these things have to be weighed up, and you may be asked to comment on which of the drugs from a given study are most effective. This is quite a good point to talk about the more numerical questions you get on a graph, for a graph or such questions in the exam. You do need to be able to describe the graph. If it says describe the relationship shown, don't put in any biology. All you're being asked for is to describe what the graph shows. Can you interpret that graph? Put in as many data points as you can. Any marks for relevant interpretation or manipulation of data will be credited. Then you'll be asked to explain what the relationship shows, and that's when you put in the biology. Okay, so don't forget that, especially if you're analysing some difference in activity of drugs.